More than 300 athletes from 28 countries have descended on Presque Isle for the World Cup biathlon. This is the second time the Northern Maine city has hosted the World Cup for the sport that combines cross-country skiing and rifle shooting. Although the biathlon doesn't draw big audiences in the U.S., it's a favorite in Europe and in Presque Isle. Patty White reports.
You'd be hard-pressed to find a more enthusiastic local fan base for the biathlon than the Zippel Elementary School 5th grade. Wrapped in thick winter jackets, snow pants, hats, and mittens, these students are also equipped with essential spectator accessories, like cowbells, explains 5th grader Isabella Keegan.
So how important is the bell?
Well, we like to make a lot of noise to cheer, because if we're screaming, we'll lose our voice.
Fellow classmate Erin Kelly opted to use bling to let her enthusiasm shine through. She's sporting a pile of red, white, and green beaded necklaces.
Well, I told my mom, I'm like, well, I want to be in the European TV. And my teacher's like, the person who has the most bling is going to be interviewed. So I went out and bought all these necklaces and put them in the Italy colors.
It's not just the kids that are excited about the biathlon. Their teachers are too. They even taught a unit on the biathlon in school. Teacher Robin Norsworthy says she wants students to have a sense of what it takes to become an elite athlete and to believe that it's possible for them as well.
It is truly one of the most exciting things that we can do, and the kids get to see something they would never, ever get to see, probably in their lifetime.
The Biathlon World Cup first came to Northern Maine about a decade ago. Every few years since then, either Fort Kent or Presque Isle has hosted a world-class biathlon event. Local promoter Jason Parent has helped coordinate all of them.
Oh my God, it takes hundreds of volunteers, countless number of hours, and a community spirit that only can be pulled off, I think, in Aroostook County.
More than 500 volunteers are helping at this year's World Cup at the Nordic Heritage Center, including Jana Shaw, who dishes out meals for athletes in the food tent.
We are actually serving beef pot pie and roasted red potatoes and pasta. Pasta is huge among the athletes. They need their carbs.
Shaw will work all 4 days of the World Cup. She enjoys it so much, she took time off work to be here.
You know, to have the conversations with the different athletes from the different countries and to get their take on what they think of Northern Maine and the experiences that they have here.
French biathlete Simon Forsade likes his experience so far. He took the bronze medal in the sprint competition and says he likes the track in Presque Isle compared to the previous World Cup stop in Canmore, Canada.
Canmore is a huge mountain, and yeah, we are more in the forest, but I prefer the track here than Canmore.
These athletes may not have much name recognition in the U.S., but Jason Parent says they're like the Peyton Mannings and Tom Brady's of Europe, and that's part of the pull to host the World Cup.
The U.S. Super Bowl just had 111 million viewers and made it the third highest rated television program in the United States. Well, in Europe right now, we're live to 120 million viewers. So to put that into perspective in terms of the significance of this sport in Europe, is really a phenomenal.
With so much exposure, Parent hopes that ultimately hosting the World Cup will help a region that struggled economically to show that Northern Maine is great to visit and do business with. But for the short term, he hopes to reignite community spirit. You could sense the pride among students like 5th grader Brady Roy. Woo! Watching international athletes and media from the stands, it was all a bit surreal.
They chose us out of the million of other towns and cities. They chose us.
The World Cup will continue through Sunday. For MPBN News, I'm Patty White in Presque Isle.